those figures come as no surprise to myself or any of the members I represent. It's something we've highlighted time and time again. The entire Garda force in Donegal has suffered severe cutbacks and reductions in numbers, but unfortunately the traffic units, or the roads policing unit as it's now called, it has suffered disproportionately, as you say, with those figures, but less than half the members. So it's just part of an overall cycle, and it's a picture that we see a downgrading of staff numbers and the vehicles and equipment at their disposal, you know.
And this comes at a time when the Bunbeg Traffic Corps has been disbanded as of a few weeks ago. A huge impact on that area, no doubt.
Well, just yes, another huge loss and another depletion in service, and something that is extremely important in Donegal, which unfortunately, you know, we have a very, I suppose, a sad history in Donegal of fatalities and road accidents, and it's a core area of policing that needs attention. And of course, it's, instead of going from strength to strength, it's been cut back, and vehicles been lost and not replaced, and the type and variety of vehicles, a lot less unmarked vehicles available to provide enforcement. And I think research the world over has shown that combined with education, it's a fear of being caught, and education that corrects driver behaviour and brings improvements. And without the Garda numbers or the Garda presence, that fear of being caught and that level of enforcement just is not there.
The Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, has vowed to fill those vacancies and so on. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, look, there is increased recruitment begun in the Guard, and eventually we will see those numbers materialising on the ground. But in the short term, the future is quite bleak in Donegal in relation to Garda numbers, because, as you say, our numbers are down, and we're not getting a significant share of those members that are coming through the training process, particularly outside of districts that have a training capability, which is most of Donegal. 3 out of 4 districts do not have any training facilities, so we can't actually accept newly attested recruits.